Hello and welcome to episode 387 of the official EstablishTheRun.com podcast. My name is Adam Levitan, and yes, it is Market Monday, the weekly series you love, the weekly series you know, the weekly series you need. Each Monday from now until week one, I'll be doing this show. Basically, it's designed to just get you up to speed very quickly on recent average draft position, aka ADP movement in the fantasy football market. In the show notes, you'll find a free link to all the charts and the full article on this topic from ETR Director of Analytics and the man behind all this, Mike Leone. By the way, reminder that if you're not playing best ball in Underdog Fantasy, you are indeed missing out. $2 million to first in Best Ball Mania 3. Get a $100 sign-up bonus with promo code ETR. Get our draft kit and use our continuously updating Underdog rankings. Easy game. $2 million to first on a $25 buy-in in Best Ball. Totally ridiculous. All right, let's begin with the risers from the last 7 days. And it's been all about the Bucs stuff with Rob Gronkowski announcing his retirement. Let's start with Cam Brate, who rose 64 spots on FFPC. Cam Brate's also up 38 spots on Underdog. And I'm honestly like stunned by how excited people are about Cam Brate. This dude is 30 years old. He was never an athlete to begin with and doesn't even play the same position as Gronk. Brate is exclusively an F or a detached tight end. Gronk is mainly a Y tight end inline. It's not even a one-for-one substitution. I'd be shocked if Brate was really able to earn targets at this point in his career, even with Gronk and Godwin and Antonio Brown gone. Remember that in the 5 games Gronk missed last year, Brate went 2 catches, 29 yards, 0 touchdowns, 112-0, 326-0, 0-0-0, and 161. We moved Brate up to around 190th overall in our rankings. That's well behind his ADP. I would certainly rather have Gerald Everett, David Njoku, and I think I'd rather have guys like Noah Fant and Evan Ingram as well, rather than Cam Brate. And that doesn't even count the fact that Rob Gronkowski could unretire at some point. You know, it's the dead zone concept that we usually talk about for running backs, but for tight end. Just because Brate seemingly has a lot of opportunity, a lot of projectable volume, that doesn't mean he's going to be a good fantasy player. In terms of Gronk, well, he's going undrafted a lot now, and I think that's right in a managed league setting, but in best ball, he's a really interesting late round pick because you get unique. He's not going to be drafted a lot, so you get unique, and you get that late year peak at a position where a couple touchdowns can really break the slate. So even at, say, let's say there's a 50% chance Gronk returns for the last half of the year, I think a last round pick in these best ball tournaments can be worth it. I do think that the bigger winners of the Gronk thing are Mike Evans and Russell Gage, and the market agrees. Russell Gage is up 10 spots on FFPC, now 78th overall. Russell Gage also up 4.4 spots on Underdog, 78th overall there as well. I thought Russell Gage was an absolute steal not too long ago, but his ADP is now up 20-something spots in the last 3 weeks or so. It's getting to roughly the correct territory for me. A couple other risers to discuss. I was surprised that Darrell Williams was up 8.4 spots in Fantasy Pros ADP, and the Fantasy Pros ADP is basically like Yahoo, ESPN type stuff. We know what Darrell Williams is. You know, he's a sub-average NFL running back. I'm expecting Eno Benjamin to enter camp as the number two running back behind James Conner in Arizona, and at least Eno has some juice to him. Other riser I wanted to mention was Paris Campbell. Paris Campbell is up 5.9 spots on Underdog to 189th overall. Paris Campbell is also up 12 spots on FFPC. I mean, Paris has just been crushed under the weight of injuries in his career, but he's still just 24 years old, former round two pick, and was reportedly lighting up OTAs, which I don't really care about, but it's at least a sign that he was fully healthy and he was running exclusively as the starter in 2 wide receiver sets across from Mike Pittman. So I like Alec Pierce. I'm just not sure that Alec Pierce should be going 30 spots ahead of Paris Campbell right now. Let's get to this week's fallers. And this week, the big faller is Alvin Kamara. Alvin Kamara is down almost 6 spots to 27th overall on FFPC. He's down 3 spots on Underdog to 24.5. And this is stemming from more smoke around the length of Kamara's impending suspension. You remember that right around the Pro Bowl, I think it was, he was involved in a brawl in Las Vegas. He admitted to throwing punches, allegedly admitted to throwing punches. to a guy who got hurt pretty bad. We don't know exactly how long Kamara will be suspended for. Pro Football Talk is saying at least 6 games is the likeliest outcome. That's obviously a ton of games to miss. I think at the 20 to 24 range, there's just so much opportunity cost, you know? But rounds 3 through 4 are weaker this year, I think, than in years past. And so against weaker opponents where I can build really, really good depth, or in best ball style tournaments where the end of season is all that matters, Kamara in the middle, late third round is pretty appetizing. You know, we still don't know exactly what will happen with the suspension, but man, you know, getting Kamara in the third or fourth round and then inserting him into your lineup come week 7 or week 8, I mean, that would be something. Another big faller is Clyde Edwards-Helaire, CEH. He's down 5 spots on FFPC to 67.7. He's down to 77.8 ADP on Underdog. And I think this stems from the Jerick McKinnon news. McKinnon, of course, was awesome for the Chiefs during the playoffs. He racked up 17 targets, 34 carries in 3 playoff games. And in those games, CEH wasn't at 100%. He actually only played in 2 of them. But still, you know, after the season, you know, McKinnon was a free agent. And so he was on the street. I mean, we're still talking about a 30-year-old running back with a really long injury history. And he was on the street, like I said, until the Chiefs gave him this paltry $1.2 million contract. So I want to buy the dip on CEH here, especially if he gets into the 80s. I just think at that spot, the risk reward on a young running back in this offense is worth it. Last thing I want to mention on fallers is I think the field is starting to understand the James White situation. You know, the James White situation is scary. He has this hip issue. Mike Reese, ace beat writer for the Patriots, is projecting James White to start the year on PUP. James White is 30 years old. They just drafted 2 running backs. It's just a lot of bad vibes. So yeah, you know, James White is down 6 spots in the fantasy pro stuff, but Ramondre Stevenson is not even on the list of movers this week anywhere. And I thought that Ramondre would be on the list of risers to talk about this week. He wasn't. And I think that's going to change. And that's one that I want to be in front of for sure. You know, you'll listen to the podcast tomorrow with Josh Norris, hopefully, and we talked a lot about Ramondre. I think Ramondre can get a share of the early down work plus a lot of the pass down work. All right. I'll be back later this week with Silva and Josh Norris to go through some CLV closing line value candidates at their current ADP, as well as later round flag plant type guys. Thanks for checking out another Market Monday. For Leone, for Jerry, I am Adam. Good luck, everybody.